I count it a privilege and honor to be here this morning. I thank God for just being a Christian. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for his word. I just thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And y'all just bear with me for a minute. I probably messed up something. She hooked it up, but it came loose on me. Can y'all hear me okay? Okay, praise God. If you have your Bibles, will you turn me to the book of Judges? The book of Judges, the 11th chapter. The book of Judges, the 11th chapter. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. I just praise God for all that he has done in the lives of my family and my friends and my church family. Judges, the 11th chapter. Starting with the first verse. Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bore him sons, and the son's wife grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah, and said to him, "Thou shalt not inherit in thy father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman." I'm going to stop right there and go back to verse 1 again. The scriptures start off by letting us know who Jephthah was. He was a mighty man of valor. God used him for 18 years to fight. God equipped him to do a special task in that day and time. He had the strength and the power and the ability to fight and win whoever came against his hometown. God used him in a very special way. And the Bible starts off by saying he's a mighty man of valor and all this. But they also let us know that all that God was using him, how God was using him, which is awesome and great. But it lets us know that his mother was a prostitute. Yeah, so this lets him know right here, it doesn't matter how you got here. Yeah, right. You could be the product of a one-night stand. God could use anybody. Anytime and anywhere, because he's God. Yes, sir, he's God. One of the many, many things I love about God, he has no respect of person. Right. We can't say that about man.
That's right.
People respect you based on where you live,
right.
What you drive, where you come from, where you're educated. But God of the Bible, he has no respect of person. He can use whoever he wants to, when he wants to, how he wants to, because he's God. He has nobody to answer to.
Yes, sir.
So he uses this guy, this Jephthah, whose mother was a prostitute. And his father, Gilead, he didn't marry the prostitute. He married another woman. And they had two sons. So you got three brothers. Two full brothers, and you got a half brother. I'm just trying to paint the picture. And so you got three brothers, three sons. And in verse 2, the sons grew up, and they got rid of Jephthah, they thrust him out, and they said, "Thou shalt not inherit in the father's house, because thou art the son of a strange woman."
Yeah.
What they were saying was, back in that day, if you were the oldest of your father, by law, you was entitled to inherit everything he was going to leave behind after his death.
Yeah.
So his brothers knew this.
Yeah.
So they said, "We got to get rid of him." It's funny how people would do stuff for gain, for personal gain. Family rules are nothing like they used to be, because there's personal gain now. Mama's gone and daddy's gone, and now the siblings are arguing because they left the house of this person.
That's right.
Or they left the land over here.
That's right.
You already got a house, but you want mama's house, so your house not even clean, but you want another house.
Yeah.
Things you do for personal gain. And I heard the scripture say, "What profit a man to gain the whole world?" And some of us, we have now more than our forefathers have, and we still not happy. Got two or three cars in the yard, only two got insurance on them, but still we're not happy. Got more clothes, take us forever to get ready in the morning, and still we're not happy. We have, But we want more. When will we ever be content with what we have? Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. And all the funerals and humbles I've been to, I have not seen a U-Haul behind a hearse. We would take nothing with us. But they ran their brother out for personal gain. And sometimes people get the house, don't move in it, and they just rot. Get the land, don't pay taxes on it, and then lose it. But they got it, but they didn't keep it. What we do for personal gain, they ran their half-brother away for personal gain. But they failed to realize that God was using them at the same time to fight for them. But they didn't see that. So they ran them away. And look at verse 3. And Gentile fled from, not stranger, not from his co-workers. But he fled from his own brothers. Now we all have dealt with hurt. But it's a whole different kind of hurt when you're hurt by kinfolk.
Yes, sir. That's right, preacher. That's right.
Can I preach in here?
Yes,
it's a whole different kind of hurt when blood hurt you.
That's right.
This is his brothers that ran him away.
That's right.
You see, Jephthah fled, and I like Jephthah's spirit. He didn't stop and ask, what did I do?
Right.
Why y'all doing this? Because I'm thinking, because his relationship with God, he said, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I know what God can do.
Yeah. Right.
When people do you wrong, if you could just be still and let the Lord fight your battles. Sometimes you don't have to say a mumbling word, but have a little talk with Jesus.
Yeah.
I never forget, I was 13 when my dad passed in November, but the following year we decided to, and there's 14 that we decided to change names for Christmas. Everybody still got mama something, but the sister and brother, we're going to change names. And prior to that, I had one brother who took it upon himself to just come in the house and get a pair of my shoes and wear. Didn't say anything, didn't ask. He would just wear, and I like, and I didn't say anything to mama, cause, and I didn't want to fight him out there because he probably could have beat me, but I knew me. So I didn't say anything to him, but I said, God, I heard before my father passed that you'd be a father to the fatherless.
Yeah.
And God, if my daddy was here, I could tell him and he would do something. But God, I need you to do something.
Yeah.
So that happened, and then we decided to change names that Thanksgiving for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And the brother who kept wearing a pair of my shoes, the last time he wore them, he got gum on them, and I just left it alone. But when we changed names that Christmas, that Thanksgiving for Christmas, I got his name. And guess what he got? Them shoes. And guess what? He didn't bother my shoes anymore. And let me go ahead and give you my topic now. If God be for you, that's my topic. If God be for you, and you know that he is, act like it. You know that he is, walk like it. You know that he is, talk like it. I didn't say anything to him. But after we changed names, and I got, and when I saw him, I said, oh, I know what he's getting. That was nice about it. I put it in the shoebox. You know, our shoes have the papers up. I've been lining with toilet tissue. But he didn't bother my shoes anymore. I learned then, young people, that God would show up. And God will show up on your behalf because he's God. So Jephthah fled, and he went to another land called Tob, and there gathered him, in verse 3, men with Jephthah, and he went out, and they went out with him. When people turn your back on you, forsake you, build a wall and leave you alone, close the door on that relationship, God got somebody somewhere who will welcome you. If somebody want to leave your life, leave it. Let them leave. Look at verse 3. Just how went, and men when I went. And then verse 4 is where my top really came from. Verse 4, and it came to pass in the process of time. When I read that, and it came to pass in the process of time, that means God is working behind the scenes. You just be still and know that he's God. And kingdom, God is working. You don't know what he's doing, but have faith that God is going to move on your behalf in due time. I like one of my favorite hymns. Tears so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know thus saith the Lord. I'm so glad. It didn't come easy, but I learned to trust. Precious Jesus, Savior and friend. And I know that thou art with me. Will be with me till the end. So right here, in God is working, because what happened was they ran Jephthah out. Because they didn't value Jephthah. Maybe they were just jealous. But this day and time, you don't have to do anything. People become jealous of you. Just be yourself. They come jealous. Just comb your hair. Dress nice, look nice, buy some hair, whatever. People get jealous of you.
Yeah.
Think about it. But they got rid of Jephthah, and he moved on to another land, Tob, and it came in the process of time. And look at verse 5. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, and the elders went out to fetch Jephthah. I said, when I first read that, I said, thank God for the elderly. But it wasn't the elderly. They went out to fetch Jephthah. Because I can't read it. Look at verse 6. They went out to fetch Jephthah, but in verse 7, Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, did you not hate me? And to spare me out of my father's house? Why come he now that you are in distress? The two that had to go get Jephthah was his own brothers that ran him away. God know how to turn the table on your behalf. Do you see that in your Bible? If you got a different version. But the elders were the two brothers that ran Jephthah away. And when God got finished in that process of time, when God showed up and showed out as God will, they had to humble themselves and go get. I'm talking about if God be for you, and you know that he is, keep the faith. Because God will blow your mind because he's God. 25 years ago, I never forget, had a mobile home in Anger. And it was only four mobile homes. And I was one of the four. But I was there, and Deacon Hagin, I had about 100 chickens then. But it was time I was ready to get me a house, and the bank said they would not approve my loan until I sold the mobile home. And I had to get rid of the mobile home. They were approving. And I told my neighbor, I said, I'm going to try to sell this mobile home and get me a house somewhere. Oh, let me tell you, that's not going to happen. I've been trying to sell this mobile home now for 6 months or a year, and it hasn't happened. I said, okay. But if God be for you, I put an ad in the paper, and within 3 days, a couple called me, and they came out, looked at the mobile home, and they said they want to get it. I got rid of that mobile home so fast and told them they could keep all the chickens. If God be for you, God can make things happen that will blow your mind. When I told them I was selling my mobile home next week, they said, what happened? I said, God has a way. Because he's God. So they got rid of Jephthah from their whole land. Because they didn't appreciate. I don't care who's in your life. You got to appreciate the people that's in your life. Some people got good spouses. But you don't appreciate him or her like you should. Ladies, you cook on Sunday and the full course meal. Come Monday, you heat up that rice. Come Tuesday, heat up the rice, add a little bit more water. Come Wednesday, you heat up the same rice, add more water. That rice can look like grits. Cook that man some fresh. You have to appreciate the people in your life. Church of God, God used Jephthah for 18 years, but they didn't see that. All they wanted was a personal gain. So they ran him away. They ran him out of town. You got to go. So Jephthah went on about his business. He went on. But after God showed up and showed out, yeah. I'm talking about it. If God, before, let me bring it to 2024. Let's say we all hear from Fuquay's Arena, and everybody got their nice house fenced in, got their walk roller, got their German Shepherd, got Cujo and Lassie and Scooby-Doo, got all their dogs. Everybody got their nice dog and everything, house look nice, brick house, all that, but here I am in Fuquay. Well, everybody got dogs and cats, I got chickens.
That's right.
So, you know, so Deacon Hagin and others, that y'all will get together and say, look, we got to get rid of Hankins because he's bringing out a property value in Fuquay. He's got all those chickens. Now, he blessed the widows and others with eggs, but still, he got chickens, so we got to get rid of him. Yeah. Then when I learned through Facebook, y'all coming to get me, to run me out of Fuquay. Yeah. Deacon Hagin, I'm going to borrow your truck because I need to load up my chickens. I'm moving on to Ghana. I'm going to leave y'all ready what y'all don't realize, y'all ran out of Fuquay, but I was here. But y'all didn't realize there's a game coming from Fayetteville that's going to fight y'all. And y'all can't do it on your own because y'all all over 60. You can't do as much. So we say, we got to go get Hankins. We got to go to Ghana and get Hankins. And when I see you coming out 4-1, I'm headed to Wake Forest. Now, Jephthah went back, but I'm not Jephthah. So pray for me much. But my point is, if God be for you,
that's right.
The same two that ran him away had to turn around, swallow their pride, and go get their brother.
Yeah.
Be careful how you treat people.
Yeah. Right.
You never know who God is using.
Yeah.
You never know what that person means to God. God has invested a lot of people. And I'm just persuaded some people in trouble now because they put their mouth on the child of God. You don't know what that man, what that young lady means to God. They don't have to be a preacher. They don't have to be a bishop. But they mean so much to God that you're going to come out and run their name down. Be careful. Because if God before you, he will make things happen. When I started out doing comedy, people were like, can I be your agent? Can I be? Long as I got King Jesus. God said in his word that a man's gift made room for him and bring him for great people.
Yeah.
And I stand today, I've been in 18 different states. And as I stand today, I'm celebrating 25 years of performing comedy. I praise God. And people are like, can I? No, God, I'm standing on God's word. Even Conover Cruz booked me, sent me all the way to Jamaica. If God before you, he'll open up doors.
Yeah.
We docked in Jamaica, and the first brother ran into me. He said, welcome home, man. I said, I'm not from here, man. If God before you, he will literally blow your mind. Here I stand, young people. God bless you if you're in high school and you're going to college. But I couldn't finish college. So I didn't think I would be able to have what I have now. And God blessed me at 29 to have a house built here in Fuquay. Then God, with his good self, as I didn't think I'd be able to get a house, blessed me last year to pay it off 6 years early. What a mighty God we serve. And then God, with his good self, 9 months later, paid my car off. If God be for you, that's why he said in Psalms 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I don't care who's against you. And those who are against you, guess what? They're wasting their time. They are wasting their time. Because in reality, they're fighting the God in you. Think about it. Those who come against you, they're fighting the God in you. The God who can and the God who will. God who's well able because he's God. But if God be for you, and you know that he is, come what may. There's nothing too hard or impossible for God. I heard of someone say, be not dismayed. Whatever be time, God will take care of you beneath his wings where love abides. God will take care of you. I know that God will. Because I never forget, at 13, when my dad passed, and then my mother, 46 or 47 years young, with 14 children, 9 children at the house. The baby, I think, was 8 or 7. But prior, a year prior to that, I'm just saying how God made a way for mama to go to be the mother and father and the provider of all of us. A year prior to that, back in the day, they did things differently. My dad had a friend who drove for a meat company. And back then, when the meat was about to expire, whatever, he would pick up all the meat and take it back where they would just throw it out. But my dad said, hey, I got 14 children here. Can you stop here and leave it here? And I want you to know, every Wednesday, the meat truck would stop. And we would fill up our deep freezers like crazy. And that man did that after my dad passed. He did that right up until the year the baby, Latimer, got ready to graduate. He told mama 2 months prior to the graduation, Ms. Hankins, they're changing my route. I won't be coming this way again. Mama said, I got all my children out the house. God will provide. If God before you, God has a way. That's mighty sweet. So you know what? That's all I got to say. If God before you, against you. Guess who's wasting their time? Guess who's going to come out as a winner? Guess who God's going to open doors for? Guess who God's going to make a way for? Guess who God's going to blow your mind? Guess who God's going to make things happen? Guess who's going to have a testimony? Because God's goodness will give you a testimony. And you find yourself, whether you can single out, can't nobody. Do me like Jesus, can't nobody. Do me like Lord, can't nobody. Blow my mind, can't nobody. Do me like Jesus. His goodness will make you cry and there's nothing wrong. His goodness will make you run and there's nobody chasing you. Make you dance and there's no music playing. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and just some of the things he has done for me and for my family, he's God. If God be for you, God bless you.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.